This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rab Radio Live for Wednesday, May the 13th. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Coming live, Chud the Builder. I noticed that Global Chat was putting stuff up for me. I was pulling links on Chud the Builder. You guys are sending stuff in. Global Chat was putting stuff up. We'll get to that in a bit. I'll let the news come out and the links to build up. But hopefully you guys are doing okay. Chud the Builder was involved in some type of shooting. Here we go. Yeah, only because yesterday my coworker was complaining about Chud's clips on Twitter. Yeah, he's challenging free speech. And, you know, I mean, a lot of, well, supposedly stuff has come out about his relationship with a black tranny or a black he-she. Like a black dude that poses as a woman. Very weird stuff. I don't know what the truth is. Maybe it's just someone that knew of Chud. A black person that knew of Chud and is trying to raise hell with him online. over his antics by saying that they had sex and stuff like that. He's going to be a controversial character. He's out on the street, Chud the Builder. I don't think he's that hyper-ethnocentric. I just think he sees the chimp out thing and the, you know, challenging free speech as his type of IRL streaming gig. It is incredibly dangerous, not because it couldn't be dealt with or that he's doing anything illegal. It is free speech. It's incredibly dangerous in America because you have a large number of blacks that will go crazy. And they have a hunting license, basically, when you talk like that around them or think they have a hunting license. Now, the black situation could be dealt with very quickly. I never said it would be pretty, but it could be done quickly. We're not quite there, but we're approaching it. One of the challenges for the Chud the Builder types is to stay out of jail between now and then, you know? So, no one believes that particular account. Well, they're playing it on media. I'm just giving you the news. I didn't say it like I believed it, but there was an interaction with some kind of black thing that said he had a relationship with Chud, and yeah. I'm sure no one believes it. So, does he build in towers? He builds in towers in the sky, but this is like, you know, there's going to be a lot of dramatic characters, and IRL streaming is tailor-made for that. I'm not a fan of IRL streaming because I think America's too dangerous of a place. I mean, for any IRL streaming, I think it's, you know, I guess if you're doing something like Fox News-ish and walking around asking people questions, but the number of the guns in the country and how many crazy, out of mind, out of body, how many schizos we have in the country with a lot of weapons. You know, this is tailor-made for very dangerous situation. But nonetheless, yeah, David Smith, aim. I mean, he certainly has the right to do it. It is his, it's kind of like his streaming gimmick. You know, obviously he dislikes blacks, but not all blacks, just the ones that act a certain way. But, I mean, come on, that's like 90%, right? So it's a challenge, but nonetheless, we'll get to that. Let's hit some links here. I always knew there was a reason I never went base jumping, and this is one of the reasons. Base jumping is more dangerous than parachuting, by the way.
3, 2, 1, see ya.
That had to hurt.
Fucking A.
He can't get himself guided. The chute come apart?
Fucking canopy. Yeah. Shit.
His canopy ripped.
Shit.
Ah, that had to hurt.
Three, two, one, see ya.
Oh, my God. What a disaster. He didn't die, though. Only a white dude could make it through that safely. Somehow get down to a lower level and anchor himself. Now, he's no goat. Check out this goat. What's up, Aaron White?
These natural-born mountaineers make it look like a walk in the park. He has no choice but to follow his mother. A fall would mean certain death. But step by step, he discovers he has an amazing grip. The higher he goes, the more vertical the face. Now his survival depends on his innate superpower.
Pretty impressive.
Soft, rubbery soles mold around even the tiniest ridges, locking them inside the hard edge of the hoof, balances. Every step on a knife edge. It's exhausting work for one so young. Just in time, his mother notices. She gives him a chance to recharge. A 5-minute power nap. Huh.
This is how you learn to climb mountains, I guess. Getting the little guy used to it. How many trees did you chop down today, Aaron? I almost said cheese. Muslims don't deserve goats. Those are real mountain goats. Pretty cool. You know, I brought this guy to you last week. This is making all the rounds. And people are talking about why in the hell this bear would be so high up. And what they're saying is this dude is probably escaping bugs from a lower level. And one way to escape bugs, a large number of bugs irritating a bear, is to go to higher altitudes. Someone else saying it may be an impending disaster for Alaska or wherever he's at, because, you know, animals sense danger, whether it be tsunamis or earthquakes or whatever, and sometimes, you know, in this case, he's seeking higher ground. I have a feeling the bug or the mosquito or the situation where he's just irritated, he just went to higher elevations where there was no irritation. Just one large tree in a backyard, had to rope most of it. It's good you didn't take out a house. He definitely would be safe from any tsunamis at 7,000 feet. A lot of different theories on why he's up there, but I thought the bug one made the most sense. Now, this guy, it's kind of funny. Everyone puts shit on tape. Everyone's on camera. This guy looks like a trail runner, and he had to get up a tree to escape a couple bears. He needs to get his ass a lot higher, though. He's lucky he didn't take a chunk out of them. These might be smaller bears, just kind of curious. I guess they just want to be petted. What do you guys think? There's another white dude. You got this nice white shark. Saying, you know, whites need to stick together. Look what he does to this big white shark. Dude just comes in, he pets him like a dog. Yeah, since they're together, siblings, older cubs. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Older cubs, they were just curious. Black bears are mostly harmless. Depends on the size. I'd be afraid that the mother would go crazy. That was probably the guy's concern, that the mother was around and would go absolutely rip shit. It just depends on the circumstances. Big black bears can do damage. have done damage. They're not grizzlies, but they can do damage. White sharks don't care about... what are you saying? Are the ideals of seals? Yeah, he's just a large, cute puppy. How stupid would you have to be to buy Epstein's Island, right? This dude buys Epstein's Island, and then he's battling voyeurs. Well, why would you buy Epstein's Island? Of course, a billionaire would. Probably someone just like Epstein. Who would want to own Epstein's Island, though? It's crazy stuff. Vengeance is talking about sailing songbird on YouTube. White kid sailing alone around the planet on a sailboat with a radio and some solar panels. Doesn't surprise me. Whites have been doing that for eons. You know? I mean, why would you want to own Epstein's Island? It's just so crazy. Let's hear what the Soroses are doing. The Soroses are going to fight anti-Semitism, guys. How about this? We'll see what they're going to do to fight anti-Semitism. I say good luck to them. This is Alex Soros, is George Soros' son.
Hi, I'm Alex Soros. As the son of a Holocaust survivor and a Jew, I am acutely aware of the dangers of anti-Semitism. I'm also proudly married to a Muslim American. Discrimination and hate are an abstract concepts to me or my family. They're deeply personal and have been persistent throughout our lives. Today, the Open Society Foundations are committing $30 million to organizations fighting anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim hate around the United States and across the world. In a moment like this, we need to stand together and act. This investment is about keeping people safe and pushing back against hate.
He's pushing back against hate. All right, good luck, Alex. Now, speaking of pushing back against hate, let's introduce you to Uncle Hadrian. He was a big deal in Rome at once, back in the day. Let's check out Uncle Hadrian, and this is our friend Greg Conte.
Jews. The Jews take the slightest excuse to carry out horrible atrocities. In the 2nd century, the Jews went on blood-soaked rampages throughout the Roman East. There were orgies of killing and torture. Emperor Hadrian restored order and told the Jews to calm down.
I've had very few conversations with Jews that didn't end in a brawl.
He tried to bring them out of barbarism by forbidding their sickening practice of slicing up their own children's genitals.
You're asking me to believe that that was the way that this rebellion began.
That sensible and humane law proved too much for the Jews. His patience at an end, Hadrian marched into Judea with some 9 legions. He crushed the Jews and pursued them into their miles of underground lairs. Victorious, Hadrian wiped out the province's former Jewish name and restyled it Palestine.
Okay, so is Hadrian your favorite anti-Semite? I have a feeling it's not. But he does have some nice monuments. My dad survived the Holocaust. Yeah, how original, huh? Let's check this out. Sean Strickland, after defeating, what is it, Chimsy? To win the UFC middleweight title. Oh my God, what happened to my face? I look like I'm part of AIPAC. Everyone's ripping on the Jews. See what we got here.
Jesus Christ, dude, I'm an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, where's your makeup artist?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah. The moment you let go of my back, you're, oh my God, what happened to my face? Look, a horror movie.
You were in a 5-round fight. It was a good one.
Christ, I look like I'm part of AIPAC.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude, I'm an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, where's your makeup artist?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
The moment you let go of my back, you're, oh my God, what happened to my face? Look, a horror movie.
You were in a 5-round fight. It was a good one.
Christ, I look like I'm part of AIPAC.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude, I'm an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, I can't imagine Rome's most troublesome province being Judea. Can't imagine that. Black man, Yeah, blacks are having problems all over the planet.
So I currently got kicked out of China.
They got it good in America, though. Let me turn this up.
So I currently got kicked out of China. So I'm headed to Japan right now. And I run up a check at the vape store. We here at the lounge. Ni hao. So.
They don't look too excited.
I'm about to go yeah at the vape store. Just for y'all. But right now I'm at this exclusive lounge right now. Eating big breakfast. Because I don't know what time it is right now. We're going yeah. Got the big dragon fruit on deck. Waiting for my flight to departure. Big chandeliers. Big staff on deck. She buzz right now. I'd be mad too if I had to go to work this early. You see me, boy. Sponsored by Mint.
He's going to Japan next. Now, I know there was an African-American that was kicked out of Japan. He wanted to start a business there, and they threw him right out. But instead, they're rumored to be letting in Bangladeshis and everything else. So hopefully that's just something, the game the Japanese are playing, and they're going to rug that as well. Yeah, the Chinese girls, yeah, there very few Chinese girls are going to be seen with something like that. This is pretty wild, though. I didn't realize that South Carolina, in a few areas like Hilton Head, had so many alligators. I just didn't. And all the times I've been to South Carolina, I've never seen an alligator, but I've never been in the areas where alligators are prevalent, to be fair. But it looks like they're taking over the state. This lady's family wins a $10 million payout after a 69-year-old woman was killed by a 10-foot alligator in the upscale Hilton Head Island community where she had lived for 35 years. Hilton Head is an island off South Carolina. Semi-island. I mean, you can access it. I just don't know how many gators have got to Hilton Head.
Holly Jenkins was walking her dog near her home on July 4th, 2023 when the alligator attacked her. Her husband and son later found her body face down in a community pond. Her son had to distract the alligator to keep it away while they called 911. A necropsy showed the alligator had swallowed her hand and foot. Holly was pronounced dead at the scene. Her family sued the Spanish Wells Property Owners Association and related companies, claiming they failed to remove dangerous alligators and did not post proper warnings. Holly Jenkins was
crazy. And she'll probably win that, too. They got alligators just running around and killing old white people. Alex Soros is the fag married to Huma Abedin, aide to HRC and a lesbian. Yeah, they got some weird stuff going on, I think. I don't know. He's been in all kinds of relationships. And Huma Abedin, Muslim. It's just weird stuff. Absolutely weird. Alligators will eat you? Yeah. Rumble down for me? I don't see any problems with Rumble. It's up here. Everything's running A-OK. We're up on Odyssey. Everything seems to be okay on Odyssey. I think we're up okay on FTJ, and we're up okay on the YouTubes. So, I don't know. But we seem to be okay. Just in the first group of links here. Let me see what Alex Jones was debating Dan Bilzerian. Dan Bilzerian is like, what, 10% Jewish or something like that? That's what came out. I don't know what's true, 10, 12% Jewish. I didn't know that. But Alex Jones and Dan Bilzerian talk about Judaism versus Islam.
People go, well, you're either with the Muslims or with Israel. That's like saying, am I with a rattlesnake or a cobra? It's like, I'm not going to get them, you know, put a cobra or a rattlesnake in my bed with me or jump in a pit full of them. So I've even seen Tucker, who I like a lot, respect, and even Megyn Kelly go, you know, because Israel's so bad now, I'm pro-Islam. But I agree, we treat them with respect. You know, those that are reforming, like the UAE, we work with. We all need to do this. I want a reformation in Islam.
All you got to do is keep them out of your country. I mean, what are they going to do, try to nuke you? they get blown off the face of the earth. They're not completely stupid.
I'm just saying the left's alliance with Islam is truly sickening. The transgenders out praising him when they throw him off a cliff. All I'm saying is, I mean, even the UAE and Saudi Arabia has warned us, we're exporting the very worst, most radical elements of the West. And then the Western governments use the threat of radical Islam to take our liberties away. So what is your view on the balance here? Because to me, I don't see it as two separate deals. Just because I don't like what Israel's doing and oppose it doesn't mean I have to then throw them with the Muslims. Does that make sense?
No, I totally understand that. I just look at who is attacking our country and our culture. And it's not Islam, it's Judaism. I mean, Judaism is what is pushing the transgenders on us. That is who's controlling the media. That's who's controlling Hollywood. That's who's, you know, launching this attack on masculinity. You know, that's who's attacking this attack on whiteness. You know, they're launching these attacks on everything that I am. And that's not coming from the Muslim community. And everybody wants to point at all these like problems when the Muslim immigrants come in, but they don't talk about who is funding the NGOs that is pushing these open borders, that Soros, that Zuckerberg, you know, and Charlie Kirk talked about this. He said all the people that are funding the NGOs that are pushing open borders are predominantly Jewish, and they're going to have to answer to that. And I think that's something that's just getting swept under the rug. And when you get these Muslims in here from war-torn countries, you're going to have problems, but you have the same problems when you get poor Mexicans in here. You have the same problems when you get, you know, poor people from Africa, from Ethiopia, which is predominantly Christian. And it's not because those people are Christian. You know, Mexicans are mostly Christian as well. It's not because of their religion. It's because they're poor and they're coming to a country.
No, it's because they're brown.
That they don't have allegiance to. And you're also solving for the worst possible candidates, because anybody that's coming here legally, you're making them go through a long, you know, whatever, 6-year process. But if you want to come here illegally, now you can come over immediately. So what does that do? That just solves for all the people that are willing to come here illegally, swim across the border, that don't bring anything to this country and don't have any allegiance.
He was actually doing quite well. I thought he was doing quite well before he went on this rant and that they're poor. But he's not white nationalist or anything like that. He's just an anti-Semite. Yeah. So he was doing A-okay until he skipped over race and went into poverty. But nonetheless, it came out that apparently he's like 12% Jewish or something. I don't know. Don't know what's true there. That's just what I saw on the interwebs. Now, this mayor's race in Ohio is heating up. It's heating up, and they're using AI to try to promote this mayor. I don't know how much of it is Democratic money. Acton, 46%. Ramaswamy, 45%. That's from last year. I can't see any recent polling, but she can run against Donald Trump and do quite well. She is Jewish. But nonetheless, there are kids online promoting her. Now, is this supposed to be Fuentes? Whoever gave this to me. Is this supposed to be Fuentes? I guess we'll try to figure it out in this particular video. Because this is AI. I mean, she obviously doesn't have a giant breast enlargement, or she hasn't got one overnight. So this is Wang F, H-A-F. I think this is supposed to be Nick Fuentes. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere. Making the promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting. Wearing the holes and the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear? You look in the mirror. They're trying to make sure Ramaswamy does not get elected. So how do you choose? Clothes never wear as well. Beat that Jeet. The fact that she's running in Ohio and she's even in a Republican state like that after being on the wrong side of the jab tells you how much Ramaswamy's disliked, as well as how much this president is disliked, you know? Video's not working on Rumble? Is that what you guys are saying? Well, you got Odyssey, you got YouTube, you got FTJ. I'm on four networks. And soon I'll add, I keep on forgetting, soon I'll add X as well. So, it's easy. I mean, you got all these other venues to watch on, and you're sitting in one complaining. You know, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it's working for me. But there could be, we could enter a time period in America where you're going to get all kinds of network problems for sure. Or I'll put up all the different links I'm under because you guys don't seem to be able to hit links. There you go. It's going to go crazy. Yeah, I don't know. It's working for me, but that doesn't mean there's not network problems over at Rumble. There definitely could be network problems at Rumble. But I don't see anything on my end. So complaining about it ain't going to do anything. Just refresh, reset your browser, or go to another place to watch it. It's that simple and that easy. But if I ran cuts those undersea internet cables, who knows what would happen to internet? I guess parts of the planet would be cut off from other parts of the planet. Maybe that'll be the plan. You know, just cut off certain parts of the planet from internet. Russia has their own internet. Iran has their whole entire citizens. All their citizens are cut off from the internet until the war is over. So they're saying chat was broken. I don't see any problems anywhere, to be honest with you, but could be a variety of different things. Maybe it's your network connection. Could be some kind of node that Rumble is on that is screwing up. Could be internet in part of the country. So it is what it is, yeah. Go to Odyssey, go to FTJ, go to YouTube. But nonetheless, Gavin Newsom brought porn into California prisons. You guys hear this? They're handing out tablets, I guess like iPads or something, and you can watch porn on them. They're figuring that's a way to placate prisoners. I guess that's a very liberal thing to do. You know? Very, very liberal thing to do. But I don't know of anyone that's ever talked about getting a tablet in California prisons, though. So under Gavin Newsom, state prisoners are turning taxpayer-funded tablets into personal sex machines. They're basically getting into all kinds of different things on these tablets, whether it be OnlyFans, not OnlyFans. Well, we don't know about that yet, but I mean like Instagram and all kinds of stuff as well. Drugs. Well, drugs are prevalent in California prisons, you know. So it is what it is. This is pretty wild. Founder of Hell's Angels affiliated Punjabi Devils attempted to sell several illegal weapons to an undercover officer, then skipped court and booked a one-way flight to India in an attempt to evade the charges. The Punjabi Devils, Hell's Angel affiliate. So basically, these are these Indians coming into the country. And so these Indians are doing motorcycle club stuff. And they're affiliated with Hell's Angels. The Pujit Demons. Well, it's not Hell's Angels letting them in. Although I don't know that these days, what I was told, depending on the chapter and parts of the country, they can be multiracial. But this is the Punjabi Devils. And it is basically Indians. It's an Indian MC affiliated with Hell's Angels somehow, which is pretty wild. What do you think? I don't know. You live and learn, I guess. It's a lot of weapons they were trying to sell to an undercover officer. And, of course, no sooner than they get in trouble, they just get on a plane back to India. You know? I set my Rumble chat to subscriber only? No. Nope. Not at all. No, Rumble chat should be the same, but Rumble could be acting up for people. I don't know. How many of you guys posting on Rumble have subs and don't have subs? I'll have to look at the settings afterwards, but I haven't changed any settings. I never change any settings. And I wouldn't do a... I would never set a chat to a subscriber only. You know? It's nothing... I don't even know how to turn that on, actually. I'd have to look it up. So that's what it's saying for me and won't let me comment. Uh-oh. Maybe Rumble doesn't like you. Rumble's down. Oh, they're claiming Rumble's down on a node. Yeah, Rumble might be having some problems. Let me see if I can type something in the chat. But that's not uncommon. That's why we're on multiple different platforms. The show must go on. This is a paywall show at White Rabbit Radio as well afterwards. The show must go on. That's why I'm on multiple different networks. Yeah, I can put a link. I can put a comment up. And I'm not a subscriber to my own channel. So, Rumble's fine for me. Yeah, you should always keep the YouTube link, Tim Murdoch. I don't store anything up there because it'll just get banned. But always keep the YouTube link because YouTube is very good for very low bandwidth. Very, very low bandwidth. And whoever sent in, you guys have sent in crypto super chats on more than one occasion saying I need to redo the links underneath YouTube show. Yeah, the there is a crypto link there. But I didn't put all the particular crypto addresses. I put a link to the crypto addresses on White Rabbit Radio because there's a Bitcoin anonymizer there, and I can't really do an address to that in a conventional way on YouTube. But nonetheless, there is a crypto link, and thanks for reminding me of that. I had the Entropy link, and Entropy is no good right now. Okay. Yeah, if you guys are in here mentioning another streamer, report fagging, or I don't want to hear that in my chat. Keep the chat on my stuff, period. Unless someone's on for a show, keep the chat smooth, bringing up some kind of drama from somewhere else that I don't know about, get that fucking shit out of my chat. Keep the chat on the show or on the guest. It's very simple. You want that other stuff? Go watch drama streams. There's like dozens of them and millions of them. Maybe even 100 million drama streams across the planet right now. Okay. A lot of sense says she had to sign out and sign back in. And now it works fine. Yeah, Rumble. Look, there's some problems on this planet. And we expect glitches. What's up, Global Chat? I saw those. Thanks for putting up those links. Everyone's sending me links into for Chud the Builder. I tagged a bunch of them, but I got to pull up your stuff, and I appreciate you tagging those. I'll check out what you have here when we get to Chud the Builder. I guess I will avoid Fuentes talk. Well, the problem is that you got these guys that show up. No, because from time to time I put up clips of Fuentes, the shows about Fuentes. And if I put up clips like about Hell's Angels or whatever, go ahead. But if you're sitting around bitching 24/7 about Nick Fuentes, and I haven't even talked about Nick Fuentes all like in a month. It doesn't really make any sense, does it? Other than you're distracting the chat and you've got some kind of agenda. You know what I mean? So I don't do Fuentes clips, except when something major is going on. There is news out about Fuentes and Tucker Carlson that they might be labeled terrorists by Donald Trump. So that news is coming up, but you know what I mean. You guys are adults, you're nuanced, and, you know. coming in to a stream and just mentioning some particular dude or gal that's not on the stream and just keep mentioning them, I'm trying to get a response, I'm just going to ban you. And so are the mods. So I don't give a shit. Everyone knows how it works. I hope you do. If you don't, you'll learn. So anyways, let's learn to shark fishing in the 21st century with drones. I could see Global Chat doing this.
This is how we handlined a shark from the beach. So first, Tony whipped out the shark bait.
What?
Put her on a hook, attached to the drone.
Close.
And we are ready for takeoff. We're going to drop this about 200 yards. This guy is actually out of his fucking mind, but let's see what happens. Bait is deployed. And now we wait.
Run for the bait, go!
So they're fishing with a drone.
This guy is actually out of his fucking mind, but let's see what happens. Bait is deployed. And now we wait.
It's a cool way to fish. Yeah. What they're doing is using a drone to shark fish, because the shark fish from the beach, you got to drop the bait out there. I've seen a guy get on a surfboard with a massive bait. You see the size of that fish they're dropping. You can't really throw it out there. You can shark fish from a beach, but if you're going for a good size shark, you're going to have to get it out there. And to get it out there, normally what I've seen at places on the East Coast is you pay a surfer to get out there on a board and drop it off for you. What they're doing is using a drone and then pulling it in by hand. A little bit unique, but nonetheless. Was that a nurse shark? Or it looked like a sand shark to me, I thought. They let it go. Global Chat, I do that with rainbow trout. Go drone fishing with rainbow trout. Let's see what King Charles is saying about anti-Semitism. An increasingly dangerous and volatile world threatens the UK. Uh-oh.
An increasingly dangerous and volatile world threatens the United Kingdom. An increasingly dangerous and volatile world threatens the United Kingdom. With the conflict in the Middle East, only the most recent example. Every element of the nation's energy, defence and economic security will be tested. My government will respond to this world with strength and aim to create a country that is fair for all.
Yeah.
My ministers will take decisions that protect the energy, defence and economic security of the United Kingdom for the long term. They will defend the British values of decency, tolerance and respect for difference under our common flag. And they will harness the potential of the pride felt across this country for its communities. My government will take urgent action to tackle anti-Semitism and ensure all communities feel safe.
You got a couple Jews that got stabbed. I mean, how many white people have been stabbed in the UK? A lot, but a couple Jews get stabbed, and it's just like World War III on anti-Semitism. Tens of millions of dollars here, tens of millions of dollars everywhere. We'll have to catch up with Mark Collette in a couple weeks. See what else we got going on here. Check this out here.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
That sounds nice.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services. My ministers will also proceed with the
digital ID. It's going to be wonderful, guys. It's here for your own good. Here to help you interact with the government. Social credit score. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a nightmare. I'm leaving Germany. Famous German YouTuber Radical Living with 2 million followers explains why he's leaving his country. Well, let's listen to what he has to say about it. It's basically the crime is out of control. Everything's going to hell.
And once you get children, you also think about where you want to raise them, especially if you have a daughter. I don't think Germany is a good place to raise a daughter anymore, because women in general, they don't feel safe anymore walking down the street at night. You don't have to take it from me. There's public petitions in all major German cities. Women want like vouchers for free taxi rides at night. In Berlin, they want to have like women-only subway wagons. And the stories you hear in Berlin, what women have to endure in public transport, it's fucked up. It's fucked up, to be honest. You all know the reasons why it is like that. I don't have to talk about it. But the fact is, women in Germany don't feel safe anymore, for good reason. And deciding to raise a daughter in Germany is just... it's not a good thought to have, you know. You want to keep your people safe, your children safe, that they grow up in a friendly environment where they can feel safe any time of the day. This is just my opinion. But if a woman can't walk down the street at night and feel safe anymore, you have failed as a society, as a country. That's just my opinion. And it's kind of ridiculous. Every time something happens in Germany, politicians will just say, ah, yeah, we have a knife problem. Knives are killing people. Women are dressed wrong. They should dress differently. And it's not a small thing, but you can also see it in the small things. You can't go to the supermarket anymore without feeling we're living in a crime-polluted society. Like in Prenzlauer Berg, one of the best neighborhoods in all of Berlin. If you want to go and buy shampoo or a cream, you go in a drugstore, DM. You have to go in many of the drugstores in Berlin to the cashier to get them so they unlock the products. Because
it's just like America.
So much. Even in the Edeka, in like a normal supermarket, they're locking up alcohol, they're locking up Red Bulls, things that cost $1.50. They're putting security things on them that need to be unlocked at a cashier. What kind of society is this becoming? Another example is Christmas markets. Last year, there have been a few Christmas markets who got cancelled because they can't afford the terror defense anymore because it's too expensive. It costs millions of euros for big Christmas markets to put those barriers, terror defense up. And if Christmas markets, the place of joy, the one thing people look forward to in December when it's cold and ugly outside, if they get canceled because they can't afford terror defense. Many things have gone wrong in this country. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to blame this on migration. Migration isn't a bad thing per se. It's just there's going to be a few people who are doing stupid things. And you have to select them out. But Germany is doing an extremely, extremely bad job at that. One of the bigger problems regarding that is that even if the people come to Germany to look for a refuge, they get denied. And if they are from certain countries, which are considered not safe, Germany cannot send them back, even if they are not allowed to stay in Germany, if they're not granted permission to live, to become a resident, to work here, etc. So you have this huge group of people from refugees who come to Germany. Their permission to be here got denied, but they can't be deported to their home country because it's not safe there. So they can't work here, they can't do anything here, but they are here because they're...
Oh, there's a lot of people looking for places to go. Increasing number. Heading to a lot of different unique places that they find are safer than Europe and safer than America. YouTuber, wife and kids, worried about his daughter. He's getting out of there. Let's hear what Blackfield had to say. Great simulation on what occurs as whites try to help everyone indiscriminately. This is kind of a good illustration to know about. Put it up on X, as I often do, throwing stuff up on X just to see what happens. And I didn't realize this thing was all over the place at the same time.
In fact, I got created a simulation here to demonstrate what I'm talking about. Okay? This is a nice little visualization that I put together. And there are some rules to this simulation to explain what you're looking at here.
Yeah, if you global chat, if you have any more links, put them up in Telegram because I'm going to pull it up before I start the Chud the Builder. Chud the Builder shot a black guy and killed him. And Chud the Builder probably, he's in Tennessee. Does Tennessee have the death penalty? They're going to try to kill him.
I created a simulation here to demonstrate what I'm talking about. Okay? This is a nice little visualization that I put together. And there are some rules to this simulation. To explain what you're looking at here. Now, there's a bunch of white dots, and there's a bunch of red, well, not as many red dots. The red dots would be group B. The white dots are group A. Now, the white dots are like white people. The white dots, when they encounter another dot, if it has less than they do, or if it's small, if the dot is smaller than it is, it will give a portion of itself to the smaller dot. In order to try to reach an equilibrium. And every white dot will do this. So every white dot, when it reaches another dot, will give some of itself to the other dot. Whether it's white or red, or it doesn't really matter. The red dots, however, they have a different strategy. The red dots, if they encounter another red dot, will give some of itself to the red dot. If it encounters a white dot, regardless of size, it'll take a little bit from the white dot. The dots, if they reach a certain size, they will split into two dots, like mitosis, because it'll get big enough to reproduce. So let's have a look at when you have these two groups with different survival strategies. One is the universalist white strategy of treat everyone the way you want to be treated. And then two, the red dots, where their survival strategy is different, and that is treat everyone like yourself, like you want to be treated, but then treat everyone else as a resource that you can take from. So let's have a little look. Let's start this simulation up and see how it's going there. In fact, I might speed it up just a tad.
This is actually pretty good when Blackpill does
already,
this stuff.
You're starting to get some pretty big red dots. It doesn't take long. Well, they're splitting into two, reproducing as they suck the resources from the white dots that are just trying to be everybody's friends. Little by little, those white dots are getting pretty small. And in fact, they're vanishing once the dot gets to it has a minimum size. So once it gets to a certain size, it disappears. It vanishes. It's unable to reproduce. In fact, you might notice that none of the white dots ever get to a size large enough to reproduce because they're all sending their generational wealth over to Africa or to 1-877 Cars for Kids, which pays for Jewish kids to go on vacation in Israel or, you know, whatever they're doing, but they're not giving it to their children and they are not keeping it within their group. And so look at that. It didn't take long, did it? It didn't take long for these two groups of dots to have a dominant force. That's what happens when you believe in universalism and you treat everyone the way that you want to be treated without any regard as to what group they're a member of. And you have people in your environment that don't play by the same rules.
I think that reciprocity goes a big way. You have to always look for reciprocity. Our race, you know, treats everyone equal without any concern for reciprocity, and not only even within the in-group, right? Oh, so. Well, we're designed for a world of our own. We do fine on an all-white planet. Now, Christopher Nolan has set off a firestorm. Even Elon Musk has felt he has to comment. Christopher Nolan has confirmed Lupita Nyong'o will play both Helena Troy and her sister. So Helena Troy is going to be a black woman. Yikes. And Christopher Nolan also said he put a black rapper, Travis Scott, in the Odyssey. I cast him because I want it to run toward the ideal that the story had been handed down. Oh, my God. They're trying to include blacks. Now, I saw Macron, believe it or not. Yeah, Macron said the future of Europe is to tie it to Africa. The future of Europe and Africa are tied together, which is the craziest shit I've ever heard. I know. Absolutely insane. But nonetheless, Elon Musk questions Lupita Nyong'o's, however it's pronounced, beauty and reignited crusade against the Odyssey. And, you know, Matt Walsh, basically he's agreeing with Matt Walsh. Not one person on the planet actually thinks Lupita Nyong'o's most beautiful woman in the world, but Christopher Nolan knows that he would be called racist if he gave the most beautiful woman role to a white woman. Ah, yeah, of course, Hollywood.
Who are you, soldier? Achilles. Achilles.
Yeah, nothing can be white. It's the anti-white proposition long been rampant in Hollywood. Kalergi plan? Yeah, exactly. Now, we're going into Chud the Builder stuff. Let me see what Global Chat has up for me, because I know he's going to have up some good stuff here. All right, I have that. Senator Rand Paul's son. Oh, this is kind of based. We'll pull this up as well. Rand Paul's son is an anti-Semite. Okay, hold on here. Okay. All right, I don't see any news that I didn't have necessarily, so. All right, let me go back over here. Yeah, I mean, the video clips online about blacks 24/7 all across the world are radicalizing a lot of people. I almost get the feeling, and I've got this for a number of years, that the empire wants to do something about its black population, because if you just delete it on the balance books, I don't know how you would do that. You would you would have a totally different looking empire. I mean, they have all the non-whites they need without the blacks to do whatever they want to do. But if he's human, he's anti-Semitic. But this is what we're dealing with 24/7 on social media across the planet, the awareness of the black issue. You know, the problems of blacks in civil society, anywhere.
I'm killing somebody.
He's saying he's fixing to kill this guy and his girlfriend or wife.
Him and his girl. Hey, bad bitch. Hey, this button go connect.
They don't even understand them. Yeah, Trump is sharing. Trump is sharing accounts of people that watch this show indirectly. About black. Trump is sharing basically chimp out stuff or something about blacks. But Trump has made comments about Somalis. Trump will talk about this type of thing. He just won't do anything. At least he hasn't. That's just another day. This is Chud the Builder. Let's hear what he has to say here. I don't know if I played this the other day. We'll go into Chud the Builder. Chud the Builder was involved in an altercation. And news will be breaking, so I will look it up here in a minute to see what we're missing. He was involved in a shooting where guys are hunting him down off YouTube. They're, like, putting out hits on him. $10,000 reward to kill Chud. They showed up and killed his dog. And of course, he's walking around. The prevalence of the word nigger online is obviously across the board. It's a hard R world online. Offline, not so much. But sooner or later, things online end up on the streets. Yeah, I mean, it's just the way media works. Before you heard rap all over the place, you probably first heard it on a radio or MTV. Media transmits stuff into reality. So it was only a matter of time before someone realized that they could make a lot of money walking around IRL streaming, talking about chimping out and then calling people niggers, which is what he does and is doing. And this is the first. Is he the first of his kind? I mean, we have, but HT was mostly Jews, right? We have the Goyim Defense League, GDL, and they were mostly anti-Semitic, although they did, pretty sure he said the word nigger a time or two on camera. But nonetheless, this is the road they went down. Who else has went around in this type of IRL live streaming? We got Gypsy Crusader, of course. But Chud the Builder is kind of like walking around the South, and he's really rubbed them raw, basically. He's really got underneath the African streaming community skin. And, you know, if you say the hard R, then they have immediately a hunting license.
Listen.
Jeez. It's a terrible clip. They ain't got no sound. Let's see if I can get it up.
Listen. They took me to a fucking building that was not the jail after they arrested me. They did not take me to the jail to book immediately. They took me to some building. Then some dude in plain clothes gets out. He's clearly a detective. And he takes me into the fucking room in the back of the building. Leaves me there for like a fucking hour. Again, handcuffed. I'm not gonna lie, he's a nice guy. He tells me that, oh, you know, the FBI is interested in talking to you. We're waiting on him. We sat there for longer. He comes in there, and they sit down. He's like, okay, I'm with the terrorist, anti-terrorist organization, or fucking whatever unit. He says, I'm from New York, and I come down here. I love it down in Nashville. So we're sitting there.
Small talk from the feds.
He's talking to me, asking me questions, saying, are you with any organizations? And I'm like, organizations? I'm literally just a dude with a fucking phone. Just a nigger with a phone. Then he says, well, are you affiliated with the GDL? Like, what the fuck is a GDL? Never even heard nothing like that. The Goyim Defense League. I'm like, okay, is that Goyim, retarded boy, handsome truth, pagan fag? Oh, so you know this guy? Yeah, unfortunately. I said, that guy's a bigger fed than you guys. Chuckled. Guy chuckled. He said, that's funny. I said, yeah, fuck, it is funny. I said, he seems like a bigger fed than you guys. Talk about a subversive Jew. Then they start asking me, oh, we see that you applied for a passport, you know, and everything that's going on around you. We're just curious, man. We're just concerned. I said, listen, I don't give a fuck. I have nothing to hide. It's 2 a.m. in the fucking morning. I'm tired as shit. I know you guys do this shit on purpose. You get people, you know, neurotically stressed via fucking sleep deprivation, and then you interrogate them. I have nothing to hide from you people. The grace of God is with me. Do you have any intention on harming people? I pray every day I do not have to ever use any lethal force or any type of force, whether non-lethal or lethal. I get on my knees and pray every single morning, before every stream. It's the last thing I ever want to do. Which is why I try to de-escalate, and all of my streams prove that. These people took all my phones. That is evidence of the crime of me streaming, me walking out, disorderly conduct. I don't believe that for a second. So I wake up the next day. I try to go to the Apple store to buy new phones because I don't even want the old ones back. Clone them, put a fucking bomb in them, put a pager bomb in them. I don't even want them back. So I go to buy new phones at the store. Bank card won't work. Go to the ATM, won't work. I'm calling the bank customer service on the phone with them. Hey, can you unlock our card? Okay, it should be unlocked. I'm putting a code on it to force the transaction now. I go to the fucking store, try to work. Doesn't work.
Yeah, they're going to go crazy. There's no doubt about it. Chud the Builder might have started another race war. He shot a black guy. Maybe. Don't worry. Tennessee will hang him. Or try to. I think. We don't know all the details yet. Chud the Builder allegedly just shot a man who tried to attack him and accidentally grazed himself in the process. It's currently unclear whether the other person survived. He's dead. Chud is currently talking to police. All right, let's check this out. Hold on, let's see what this... All right. They're saying he stole the clip and put his watermark on it without crediting the original poster. Look at X. X is screwing people over. Well, X is...
23 to county units. You are not on scene yet. You can sick him out.
Open your eyes, my guy.
Dalton,
you good?
Yeah.
Man, I was just about to leave the fucking state.
Do you have anything else in your pockets, Dalton?
Yeah.
Where do you live at? 23 to county units. If you are not on scene yet, you can sit down.
Open your eyes, my guy.
Dalton, you good? Keys?
Yeah.
All
right. Man, I was just about to leave the fucking state.
Do you have anything else in your pockets, Dalton?
Yeah, I don't know what's in my pockets.
Where's your phone at?
It's over there somewhere. It was in that gimbal.
All right, we'll cruise through these. Let's see here. Chud the Builder, his dog was killed. Let's see what we can.
Someone killed my dog.
No, why is volume so low?
Someone killed my dog, guys. I mean, who's helping me, bro? I can't even, like, my whole family doesn't even fuck with me, bro.
Now everyone's afraid of one guy walking down the street saying the hard R on stream, setting off all these blacks like sticks of dynamite, which is what they're geared up for. All right, let's check this out. And I will cruise around on X and see what's shaking here. Here's Chud the Builder. Streamer Chud the Builder allegedly shot a man who tried to attack him and accidentally grazed himself. There he is right there. Let's see here. Streamer Chud the Builder arrested and causing a scene at Nashville Steakhouse. All right, what we're going to do, is let me go here and do a search. Let me see what I can find here on Chud the Builder. All right, there's a bunch of breaking news out here. I see that. Okay. Shot someone in self-defense. Let's see what we got here. All right. Let's go. See what we have.
On the corner. I walked past him. He was sitting on the corner. I walked up to him because they were pointing at me. They were laughing. They were pointing at me. And I said, what's up, guys? How y'all doing? I said, y'all like the pastor? He was sitting on the corner. I walked up to him because they were pointing at me. They were laughing. They were pointing at me, and I said, "What's up, guys? How y'all doing?" I said, "Y'all like the new suit?" He said, "Walk away from me." I walked away from him. He came back up to me. He literally said, "I have PTSD. I feel like I'm in." He said, "You start saying all that chimp out shit to me, I'm gonna hit you." He hit me. started wailing on me even after I had to defend myself by shooting him. He's still wailing on me.
Where's your weapon at?
They have everything.
What weapon is that right now?
I believe that's. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talking to him right now.
Oh, no, you guys are good to do your thing.
Okay.
He has a graze. I call it a graze to the left arm. He has a slight abrasion right here on his head. Okay. Maybe two scrapes. Light head in it.
So basically, the guy had PTSD, came up and started wailing on him, and he used lethal force. So the guy didn't, it wasn't like a shootout, which is what I was kind of thinking. So he used deadly force on a, sounds of it, I guess it's a black guy, right? That's what we know the guy was black, not Mexican, not white, but black, like African, who had PTSD. I wonder if he was a veteran. Oh, now, let's check this out. Doesn't sound good, though. Guy was going crazy beating on him, and he ended up using deadly force, meaning shooting him.
I wish I was still on the clock so I could handle this motherfucker.
Mike. Yeah, whites will just see him. The vast majority of whites will see him as a troublemaker, and they don't want to make trouble.
Yeah, I know. Kevin.
Yeah, we keep getting guys in here talking about Rumble streams not working. That's why we stream to multiple different places, guys. I don't know what's down at Rumble, but something is. Chud shot in self-defense. Yeah, I would imagine so. I was thinking the black guy was armed. If the black guy's unarmed, streamer Chud the Builder shot a guy outside the courthouse and accidentally shot himself in the process. This entire genre of provocation for views content is one bad day away from tragedy every single stream. There's too much of it going on, that's for sure. But it's been going on for a long time.
Walk passing is sitting on the corner. I walked up to them because they were pointing at me. Uh-huh. They were laughing. They were pointing at me, and I said, "What's up, guys? How y'all doing?" I said, "Y'all like the new suit?" He said, "Walk away from me." I walked away from him. He came back up to me. He literally said, "I have PTSD. I feel like I'm in." He said, "You start saying all that chimp out shit to me, I'm gonna hit you." He hit me. Started wailing on me even after I had to defend myself by shooting him. He was still wailing on me.
Where's your weapon at?
They have everything.
What weapon is that right now?
I believe that's. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talking to him right now.
Oh. Same clip. It's the only clip we have. Chud the Builder is currently live talking to police about having to shoot someone in self-defense. It's the same clip they keep playing on all these channels. Let's see if Jade McNeil has any current. He is anti-griper, former griper. Anti-white streamer DJ Academics, that's a good label on it, was calling for Chud the Builder to be taken care of last night. Okay, we're going to watch that. Chud was attacked 12 hours after DJ Academics said whoever did so would get rich. And they will. Now, here's the thing. This could go to Chud's, well, Chud is going to get, they're going to try to put him on trial, and they're going to probably try to give him the death penalty. Do they have the death penalty in Tennessee still? Hold on, let me see here. Do they have the death penalty in Tennessee? Yes, the death penalty is legal in Tennessee. Okay. So they're probably, because he was unarmed, they might do something along these lines. And this black guy is going to raise a fortune. My guess is Chud the Builder is going to raise a lot of money too. Because people don't give a shit. So we'll have to see. That's if they don't shut down his particular give, send, go. You know? So let's listen to what DJ Academics has to say.
Went out there and like clapped that nigga. Trump went out there and like clapped that nigga from Iran, that fucking supreme leader. That might have to be Chud. Get him out of the way because he's trying to start some shit. We ain't trying to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see people die over a word.
Well, he problematic. We might like somebody might have to just do it. I don't care who do it. Black, white, who cares?
I care. I don't want to see people die for a stupid reason.
I guess. Trump went out there and like clapped that nigga from Iran, that fucking supreme leader. That might have to be Chud. Get him out of the way because he's trying to start some shit. We ain't trying to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see people die over a word.
He's trying to start a race war. One white guy walking up and down the street riding the hard R surfboard is going to start an absolute race war. It's going to be the end of multiracial America.
Well, he problematic. We might like
Charleston White was saying he supported Chud. The last clip I saw, but Charleston White can be all over the place.
Somebody might have to just do it. I don't care who do it. Black, white, who cares?
I care. I don't want to see people die for a stupid reason.
I guess
advocating for violence is not the way.
He's the violent one. You don't realize he's the violent one?
Isn't he majority acting in, he's acting in self-defense, right?
Fuck no. Do you see what he's saying? He's daring people to do something.
Words aren't violent, Ack. Words aren't violent.
Your rhetoric could be insightful.
But no, using an individual word is not an act of violence. And so if you want to stop racism, then we can't let words trigger something that makes us violent.
Blacks cannot control their behavior. That is the thesis of the American white nationalists. And GJ Academics is saying you can't have free speech around blacks because we can't control ourselves, and it's going to lead to race wars, race riots, and so, you know. Hold on. Where's the I just saw someone put up a link to the here we go right here. Oh, shit. He's 57,000 up. All right. My name is Dalton Etherly. I'm reaching out with a heavy heart, fighting to protect my family and my business. Just over 1 year ago, I started DLE. Okay, so this is his up, and he is Nuck Figures. I'm looking at this $5 donation, $50 donation. Get well, dude. I hope you can get enough together to establish yourself in a less zoo-ish area. So he's at 57,000. How much would it take for a solid criminal defense? I would say $250,000 for him. 100,000 is a start, but $250,000, I would say. He's gonna need a serious criminal defense. He's saying self-defense. The guy was wailing on him. You're going to have, you tried to walk away. The guy lunged at you. But again, you're not going to have a jury on your side. That's a problem. He's people say he's pro-white. Other people say he's not. I don't know the guy. But he is an IRL streamer walking around trying to trigger people with free speech. You know, stretching free speech, which isn't illegal, but nonetheless, we're seeing the online stuff move offline, and that generally comes with a high price tag. Yeah, the whole country is fatigued, so I think he needs to raise $1 million. Can he, I'll be curious to see, do they give him bail? Now, if they don't give him bail, if they label him like a terrorist threat or something like that, that'll tell me more. But he needs serious cash for a lawyer. Because self-defense, although it should, doesn't mean anything for whites right now. Especially whites that they view with like a white nationalist lens. If someone gets labeled like racist, white nationalist, neo-Nazi. You know. Sneeko was game axing. I have seen black Islamists standing on the street in New York City saying kill all white people. 100% correct. It's a double standard. And a good attorney can bring that out. The challenge is not the free speech in this. The challenge is self-defense. And the challenge in self-defense is that he is pushing the boundaries of IRL streaming. I mean, it's just a word, but most white people, anyone white in the jury, unless he gets super lucky, virtually 100% of all the people in the jury are not going to sympathize with him. He cannot get a fair trial. So that's the problem. The problem isn't the free speech. The problem is self-defense. And, you know, should he, there's no way they can let him off politically because, you know, you got international outrage and national outrage over the streamer allowed to walk up and down the street in hard R. Yeah, a lot. I would say the vast majority of our stuff, I mean, whites just don't go around committing murder willy-nilly. If whites are looking to defend themselves, it's usually they're under attack. It's clearly self-defense. The guy was wailing on him. I wonder why he didn't go with his bear mace. So. But nonetheless, you know, running around and saying the word nigger 5,000 times on stream, IRL is going to probably, well, we're going to see it again because it paid money, you know. It's definitely going to pay money. And we saw this with the girl in, what was it, Minnesota, the mom. What else did she yell at the Somali besides nigger? She yelled something. We'll see it with, what was it, Myron Gaines, who hard R's on stream. You know, I think the king was, what was the guest I had on? Believed it was everyone's duty to hard R. Jim Goad, right? Jim Goad. So, God bless Chud. He's probably not the ideal role model, but he's definitely the one to bring this type of internet culture to the streets, and they're definitely going to try to hang him. Simply because he's white. And he's saying a taboo word. Of course, they're not going to hang him over free speech. No, they're going to do something over self-defense. They're going to say, you know, the guy was unarmed and that he should have just got up and fought it off. He had no right to kill him. And I don't know enough about stand your ground laws in Tennessee. Do you guys any know? Myron Gaines is a loudmouth nigger asshole. Yeah. I don't know. Someone in the chat's trying to say, come on, Tim, just say the word nigger once. I don't use a lot of gratuitous swearing. And I don't use a lot of gratuitous words like nigger or kike on my streams. If you want a stream like that, go somewhere else. Everyone knows this. I haven't done this in the last 20 years, so why would I start now? You know? Yeah, sitting here trying to troll me. Tim, why don't you say the word nigger? Why don't you say the word nigger 5,000 times? I don't have to. For the same reason I don't use the word fuck 5,000 times. It's not considered polite language by the vast majority of Americans. So I try not to swear too much. It's kind of my goal, is not to swear too much and not use inflammatory language. We actually found historically it's very difficult to get out the message if you use shock jock style tactics. And believe it or not, people still assume words like nigger and kike are shock jock style tactics, although they're used millions of times online. So, yeah, don't try to troll me on my own channel, please. If you know my history, you know my history. And I don't change what I do because someone's trying to troll me in the chat. It's not going to work on me. But the word of the day is nigger. You know, what you can say in public, what you can't say in public, and, you know. Yeah, we got another dude. Tim, in the 90s, people said nigger and faggot all the time, even on TV. Faggot, I say all the time. I've been banned on social media more for saying faggot than anything else, actually. Which is kind of funny. The last three times I was banned on something on channels was over the word faggot, if you can believe that. But, yeah. Chud being friendly to the FBI and they turned around and fuck him over. Well, they're trying to make small talk with him. They're trying to make themselves friendly. They're usually looking to use someone like Chud as a scapegoat for something or to sign him up for one of their programs and to make, you know, you got the evil white racist walking around saying the word nigger and Trump is in office and you're going to have all hell break loose. You know what I mean? There's always elements in the FBI that want to use anything and everything against whites. You know? HT got punched for slurs in the same state. He did have a, something went on with Tennessee and the JDL, right? Yeah. I just don't use, never have, a lot of cursing or inflammatory language of any kind. We find it's not good at mass communication. It's good for shock jocks, but I'm not a shock jock. Yeah, I think the I'm trying to think of all the different lawsuits over free speech and the different groups involved, but I'm going to leave this up here. And what I'll do is come back to it and see how fast he's raising money by the end of the stream. But DJ Academics, you know.
You see how Trump went out there and like, clapped that nigga from Iran, that fucking supreme leader? That might have to be Chud. Get him out of the way because he's trying to start some shit. We ain't trying to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see people die over a word.
Well, he problematic. We might like somebody might have to just do it. I don't care who do it. Black, white, who cares?
I care. I don't want to see people die for a stupid reason.
I guess.
Advocating for violence is not the way.
No, nobody wants to prevent race. He's the violent one. You don't realize he's the violent one?
Isn't he majority acting in he's acting in self defense, right?
Fuck no. Do you see what he's saying? He's daring people to do something.
Words aren't violent act. Words aren't violent.
Your rhetoric could be insightful.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing having going for him is he wasn't screaming, he wasn't saying chimp out to the guy that we know of, and he wasn't saying nigger to the guy that we know of. I don't know how many witnesses are going to be, but yeah. A guy jumping up, chimping out basically and trying to beat you to death, but he was unarmed. That's where the I just don't know about the stand your ground laws in Tennessee. Chud the Builder shot a man who attacked him outside a courthouse in Clarksville and accidentally grazed himself in the process. Okay. Before it escalated, he asked the man if he was going to chimp out. The man then walked up and sucker punched him. It's unclear if the man survived. Okay, so Chud the Builder in that particular clip said he walked up to the guys and say, "What's up?" And the guys are like, something about chimp out, and they have PTSD. So Chud the Builder is leaving that part out. Yeah, most people don't care if someone's unarmed or not. That's not how you defend yourself. But I'm trying to think of the law in Tennessee. Clarksville shooting. Did Chud the Builder shoot a man outside a Montgomery County courthouse? How many witnesses are there to this? Are there any comments? Can we get any comments on this? Okay. All right. Let's see what we got. Chud the Builder here. Moments after Chud the Builder shooting caught on camera as more details emerge. Okay, hold on here.
Open your eyes, my guys.
Man, I was just about to leave the fucking state.
Do you have anything else in your pockets, Dalton?
Yeah, I got, well, I don't know what's in my pockets.
Where's your phone at?
It's over there somewhere. It was in that gimbal.
Yeah, in this modern day and time, he could easily make a case. A good lawyer, and he's going to have a good lawyer, is going to be able to make the case that he was in fear for his life, which is the necessary thing. You're going to have a lawyer that can make the case that you're in fear for your life. I hope he didn't give any contradictory statements to the police, basically. Well, hold on, let's watch this. Let's see what this is about here.
23 to county units. If you are not on scene yet, you can stick them
out. Open your eyes, my guys.
Dalton, is your keys?
Yeah.
All right.
Man, I was just about to leave the fucking state.
Do you have anything else in your pockets, Dalton?
Yeah, I got, well, I don't know what's in my pockets.
Where's your phone at?
It's over there somewhere. It was in that gimbal.
We're going to leave it.
What's up, everybody? This is the world-famous Ed Lover, and you are watching Forgotten Kings TV. That's right, Forgotten Kings TV. Come on, son.
Listen, y'all, we got breaking news, okay? According to reports, they're saying that Chud the Builder, the man that's known for saying the N-word live on stream, constantly provoking black people, apparently he was involved in a shoot, okay? The rumors are saying that this man, Cheddar Bobbed himself. If you don't know what that means, do your homework, okay? But according to reports, they're saying this man was involved in a shooting, okay? Now, again, I did my homework, okay? And according to reports, they're saying that Chud the Builder, okay, that's his name, apparently he injured himself, okay? Grazed his arm in the midst of this altercation with this man. Now, again, according to the reports, they're saying he started this whole thing, okay? Walked up to an individual, right, asked him about chimping out. One thing led to another, all right? Chud got socked in the eye.
Okay, so this is another take. So they're saying that Chud went up and asked him about chipping out, and he socked him in the eye. Chud was getting his ass kicked, basically, is what they're saying, what they're alluding to. And that's when it happened. So they're going to say Chud provoked it. And then he escalated. Then he, you know, killed a man that was unarmed.
And now we got an individual in the hospital, okay? According to reports, his status is unclear, right? His condition as of right now. But again, this is video footage from the scene moments after this altercation. Now, again, this is something that a lot of people have been saying would happen for the last past several weeks, calling out this Chud the Builder and his antics. He's known for going up to black people on camera, calling them the N-word to their face, you know.
Oh, he's not confirmed dead? Okay, so that's a false report? Because on X, they're saying on the report I saw, they was confirmed dead. That's actually good news for him, if he's not dead. Then it'll just be a bunch of lawsuits. Yeah, if he's not dead, well, that would change everything. Yeah, news will be coming out fast and furious. Hold on here.
Shot considering the things that he's been doing a lot on social media, other people starting shit, but, you know, at the risk of harming himself. Okay, like I said, this is crazy. Now, again, a lot of things have, you know what I mean, made its way on social media in regards to his past. I'll let y'all cook them in the comment section. But like I said, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, they're calling it rage bait live streaming. And, they call me a Nazi. Can I chimp out too? Yeah, I think that's cause for chimp out. Everyone is sharing what, Kitty Waffy? Okay, so that's not, it's unconfirmed that the guy is dead. It's just everyone sharing that. Okay. Well, we'll have more to come on Friday. It's hard in the first couple hours of any type of breaking news to know the truth. You got to wait. Let everything come in. Live streamer known for posting racist content is in custody after confrontation leads to shooting outside courthouse. Yeah, if the black guy doesn't die, that would change the legal ordeal. Somewhat. It would go then to what? Manslaughter, maybe? Attempted manslaughter? Maybe attempted murder? Well, that could be just as bad, I guess. Trying to think of what they're going to do. Yeah. Should I do nothing wrong? It looks like everyone's saying that online. So. Yeah, it's a double standard. And it's going to be a double standard. Until whites get sick of it. But wait till you see how many whites come out against Chud. And we'll have to weigh that against all the whites giving Chud donos. Definitely needs a legal defense. You think 250,000 is too cheap? Well, I think 250,000 would get the job done. You're going to have a good attorney take it. Hopefully. Yeah, they do videos all the time. You remember that video on Facebook where they're torturing the autistic kid? They do all kinds of grisly shit. And it barely makes the news. You know, but everyone expects that blacks to act like animals. They don't expect whites to, they expect the whites to conform to rules. Let me just say that. Senator Rand Paul's son, William, hurled anti-Semitic insults at Representative Mike Lawler. All right, we got any clips? William Paul, the son of Rand Paul, drunkenly hurled anti-Semitic insults at Republican Mike Lawler on Capitol Hill Bar and Restaurant. In full view of a reporter, the young Paul, who introduced himself as a Republican senator's son, confronted Lawler about Massey's GOP primary election in Kentucky next week. Rand was seated a couple seats down from Lawler in a restaurant. All right, and it interrupted the conversation between Notice, whoever that is, oh, that's this publication, and Lawler to say that if Massey loses, it's going to be because of your people. My people. Yeah, you Jews. So this is Senator Rand Paul's son confronting Lawler and saying if my dad loses, it's going to be because of you people. And he says, who, you people? Yeah, Jews. So intriguing. It's getting hot out there, guys. See what else we got. Now we'll get into some regular news. He's a Ziococ, aren't they all? When push comes to shove. Trump's mental health in question as he posts over 55 times in 3 hours. 55 times in 3 hours. Apparently he has some kind of social media assistant. And all she does is bring him AI stuff all the time. You know? I don't know. 55 times in 3 hours. I don't know anyone that posts on social media that much. I don't think there's an... Is there an account on X that posts that much? I don't know. 55 times in 3 hours in the middle of the night. It's definitely spurgy. Trump's on drugs. It's got to be on something. How popular is Donald Trump? Donald Trump's popularity rating, just when you think it can't go lower, it does. His popularity rating is going even frigging lower. Well, I'm not going to dwell on it too much. I'm going to start cruising through some of this stuff. But teens helped bring malls back to life, and now they're getting banned. Teens. Teens, guys. Teens are getting banned from malls. What they're doing all across the malls in America is they're banning under 18s. If you're under 18, you have to have an adult with you. They're banning crowds of kids, youths, which is kind of a code. It's definitely code for something. You guys figure it out. Did you love doing In Tower so much? Let me get through, see how many archive.orgs I got to do here. Okay. We have problems with AI. So basically, most people in Hollywood have gigs, and their gigs are like the historic gig. Famous one would be they'd be waiters. Then they would be extras on sets and stuff like that. Now all these people are taking gigs, secretly training AI in Hollywood. The only thing Hollywood's doing is training AI. So you're not going to actually have real actors or actresses. It's just going to be all AI. You know? Yeah, I remember when malls were all white as well. And I remember when everything wasn't AI. I work in Hollywood. Everyone who used to make TV is now secretly training AI. I've done 20 of these soul-crushing contract gigs for 5 different platforms. It's bad. So basically, Jews in Hollywood want to just get rid of everyone, all actors. It's just going to be AI, you know? I don't know. Some people just don't get the message. If you're going to post in my chat, don't just sit there and insult other chat or other people trying to watch the show. People are fucking stupid. But that's what the ban button's for. But anyways, 49,000 Lake Tahoe residents lose power to data centers. I've never seen so many people pissed off over this data center business. It's just data centers all over the place. And there's speculation over what they're for. Most of our guys think the data centers are actually just to, you know, full of data on the American people, but the data centers were already plentiful and full of data on the American people. The NSA have had plenty of data centers that we don't know about. They weren't making this kind of news. They weren't sucking up all the power and sucking up all the resources. Amazon, think about how much customer data Amazon has. It's just these massive number of data centers. 49,000 lose power to data centers. They're building them all over the place. What the hell are all these data centers for? I mean, how much AI? I guess the AI takes a tremendous amount of data centers, but what are these things for? Surveillance? They already had all that. Everyone keeps saying they're for surveillance. But the only way all these would be for surveillance is if we were going to actually upload people. You know, if I were actually going to digitize you, Kiowa Renegade, and upload you to the web, that would make sense. But it doesn't make sense to have this many data centers just for AI. They already keep track of all our data. I mean, China has only a handful of data centers tracking everything every citizen does in all of China. We're talking about social credit scores. We're talking about everything, you know? So. You know, it's just one of those types of things. We're probably not going to know what disastrous bullshit they have planned until it's too late. I don't know. E thought OnlyFans butthole pictures are important data center information, but they already had data centers for all that stuff. The number of data centers they're building in North America over what they already had is truly shocking. I mean, the actual sheer number they're building, they're basically clearing land and whole sections of Wyoming for nothing but giant 100-acre data centers. I assert it's just financial grift built on the back of AI hype. Well, we're going to speculate on that here in a minute. You know, price of dental work in America is so expensive, many Americans are crossing the border into Mexico. Wow. Imagine things being so bad in America, you're going to Mexico for dental. But what do I know? And San Diego, the dentist is charging $4,400 just to get teeth pulled. In Tijuana, it's $750. For implants in San Diego, wants $6,500 to $8,000. In Tijuana, it's basically right under $1,000. Yeah, a lot of people fly. What was it? Charles Kraft flew to Thailand or was it Vietnam for to have a bunch of dental stuff done? He had a bunch of dental stuff done and a free trip and saved like $10,000. AI war with China is for something big. America is in for another long spell of price pain. It's true. PPI is through the roof. Inflation is through the roof. It's bad news. Trump's five-alarm economy. Trump doesn't care about the economy. The most important thing is getting rid of Iran. Yeah, we've got the darkest economic data in a generation, and paychecks are shrinking. Confidence is collapsing. Basically, when we're looking at these large projects like data centers and this Trump Golden Dome, which is $1.2 trillion, that'll be another expensive one, a Golden Dome. I get a feeling that they're planning for very tough economic times. Very tough economic times. And in very tough economic times, large public projects can basically suck up a lot of unemployed people and put them to work. I noticed that all the skilled trade unions support data centers. They support it because of the number of electricians needed and the number of different union workers needed on these things. So they all support it. AI designed to suck up data. Thank you for the super chat. It doesn't do well distinguishing between good data and junk. If you're a malicious person, were to have an AI feed, then trash it would be billions down the drain. I'm guessing it'll get more effective. We've seen AI on places like X get way more effective, depending on what you're programming for, I guess. You know? So the Golden Dome is going to need a lot of people working on it. That's what they did during the Great Depression. They did a lot of public works projects. They just didn't do enough. And so I'm guessing if the Jews have any kind of plan for America, it'll be massive number of public work projects to put people to work during this Great Depression that's transitioning us. When they transitioned from the British pound sterling to the U.S. dollar, they did so during the Depression. Because of all the dislocations. And this transition is definitely going to cause another depression. You know, large study finds that replacing workers with AI is backfiring badly. Yeah, there's no free lunches. It's going to be a problem. But I would speculate that the Golden Domes, that all these data centers are part of a scheme, knowing that economic hard times are coming, and they're going to need to provide as many jobs as possible. and they want to be the AI capital of the planet, you're going to need all these data centers. And it's just a stupid number. China could wreck the West with truthful AI. They may yet. My guess is they're probably already doing it. Yeah, they've got to train AI to be stupid and anti-white in the West. All China has to do is let Tay run. They might have to take some Asian jokes. But, you know, the shit happens. Secret Jewish lobby behind Trump's First Step Act. And this is Jose Nino. Tucker Carlson stood before his primetime audience July 2019 and delivered a blistering indictment of his First Step Act, criminal justice reform law that President Trump had signed months earlier. Tucker claimed the law has allowed hundreds of violent criminals and sexual predators back on the street. Yeah, it goes to what the rabbis are trying to do, basically. But people are concerned about this. Trump official links Carlson and Fuentes to right-wing extremism. And I'm curious, because Trump has made these comments himself, and this is coming from new counterterrorism strategy eyes Tucker Carlson. Two right-wing figures, Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes, have been named by the White House as possible domestic terrorists, according to Trump, administration's top counterterrorism official. This is Sebastian Gorka, himself a right-wing influencer turned National Security Council principal, has been making his rounds on conservative media explaining the meaning and purpose behind the president's new national counterterrorism strategy. Between grandiose monologues about his version of a crusade to save Western civilization from anti-American and anti-Christian extremism, Gorka let slip that the administration's war on domestic terrorism isn't just aimed at the left. Of course not. It targets anyone who isn't in line with the broader MAGA agenda. While Trump's National Security Directive NSPM-7 explicitly singles out the left with a list of so-called terrorism indicators, many of them could describe people on the right as well. The new counterterrorism strategy, Gorka's brainchild, identifies these groups as priorities for the administration: narco-terrorists, Islamist terrorists, and violent left-wing extremism. Nowhere in the document does it mention right-wing extremists. Well, they're going to say they're rare, and while they're saying they're rare, they're going to be arresting everyone they don't like or messing around, you know. Rockwell saying, I think Chud is completely cooked. He will not be able to claim self-defense. I don't want to pull that up. I don't know what you got there. But, I mean, if you're going to send a link, send a super chat. That's how I like them. Anyway, I can pull it up on the screen easier. Sounds like Gorka going after his enemies. Well, Trump will go after all his enemies. Trump is now enemies of Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes, and so we'll have to see how that develops. I'm just covering it. Calling someone a terrorist that opposes you from the right wing is, well, it's very Jewish. You know, Trump is the first Jewish president, is what they say. You know. Yeah, I'll look at Chud's money toward the end. You know, Secretary Marco Rubio rocking the Maduro outfit on Air Force One. Yeah, he's flying to China. China with El Presidente. That's how it goes. And this is pretty funny AI. Some AI does make me laugh.
It's great, the best night market. The food is amazing.
Cheers to that.
It's pretty funny. How the Trump Xi meeting become the shrinking summit? Well, I thought it was interesting the First Lady didn't get on a plane. And I'll give you guys the stuff to watch out for here in a minute. But the First Lady did not get on a plane. All kinds of business leaders got on a plane. You could not name a business leader that did not get on the plane to China. They're trying to cut some kind of big deal. And you are seeing a lot of anti-Chinese stuff. This is a demonstration out of Argentina. And, of course, Argentina is going to come out against China. South Atlantic in recent years has become an area of high strategic importance for the U.S. and China, which is fighting more influence in Latin America. China's fishing fleet raises concerns off Argentina's coast. And China is very aggressive in international waters. They have a rising middle class that is demanding more and more fish. And so they're pretty much catching everything you could imagine and eating it, basically, which has become a crisis. So the Argentines are complaining about them eating all the squid. They stay right in international waters and they just fish, fish, fish to no end. Let's see what we've got here. How China could wield its control of rare earths against Trump. I don't think they will do it blatantly. But that's what to watch out for. If Trump goes away with comes away with very few deals, if they don't do an extension on selling us rare earths, because that's China's big weapon is rare earths. The U.S., the empire needs these rare earths. China has all the supply. So if they don't come away with some extension on that, if they don't come away with some big deals, big deal, that will be a problem for Trump. He has to have some kind of wins in China. We'll see. And he has to have Chinese help with Iran. But why would China want to help him with Iran? Vengeance says there's a huge issue with ships from China overfishing everywhere. Yeah, it's a consistent complaint. But they're sitting, what China's saying is they're sitting in international water and they're not overfishing. I mean, all of Asia complains about it. And it is in South America and everywhere. These squid ships apparently have slaves working. Oh, wow. Believe that, too. Yeah. Sooner or later, they'll make everything robotic. Imagine how robots are going to fish in the ocean. But look for China, and I'll bring more to this. We'll know more about this Friday. This is kind of a litmus test. Will Chinese extend their particular rare earth? Will China agree to extend a temporary postponement of even tougher rare earth export controls? Is China going to use this as leverage or no? No. And will the oil crisis become a full-blown catastrophe within a month? Yeah, they got to get oil flowing again through the Straits of Hormuz. How's that going to work? What's that going to look like? Who's going to blink first? Is China going to help? I don't see why they would. China has a big store of oil, and, you know, China's not in a... Well, China might for concessions on Taiwan, but I don't know what Trump's going to do about Taiwan. Iran restores missile power in the Straits of Hormuz. Yeah, so much for Iran's missiles being depleted, according to Trump. They basically are rolling out saying everything's okay with our missiles again. Yeah, Kissinger brought communism to China. Well, he didn't bring communism to China. He opened up China. Hoarding adds to economic damage triggered by Iran war. Yeah, they're going to be all for ushering in the next social engineering system. And they're going to use rationing of some kind probably to haul it in. Telmedic Nazi Chicoms? Yeah, they stay right at international water distance. That's the complaint from the Vietnamese. That's the complaint from the Argentines, from the Brazilians, everywhere. They're always right at the limit of international waters, and they just go bonzo. But they're worried about hoarding. Gas prices are probably going to escalate in America. I know America has taken over for providing all the gas to Europe. Next piece here. EU imports of Russian gas highest since Ukraine invasion, but America is going to take over as the main gas supplier of the EU. And so America is going to be controlling Europe, basically vis-a-vis natural gas. but maybe Europe will break free. Macron, listening to Macron talk in Africa over and over again, and I'll have to bring you guys more of that on Friday. He is running across Africa saying the future of Europe is in Africa. It's crazy. It's crazy China goes to South America to fish. Well, actually, the Japanese, a lot of people run across international waters. America does. All the big countries do. All the wealthy countries go at various different places following various different fish. Oh, the Japanese have a voracious appetite. Their fishing trawlers have been accused of all kinds of stuff in the past as well. Not like the Chinese, though. The Chinese take it to a new level. You know. So. But America is going to take over as the main gas supplier of Europe in 2026. Saudi warplanes struck militias in Iraq during the war. Saudi warplanes were doing all kinds of stuff we didn't know about during the war, but you could guess that. There's all kinds of disinformation out there. Now, this is something to watch out for as well. CIA escalates secret war on cartels with deadly operations inside Mexico. We've got deadly operations inside Mexico on behalf of the CIA, and they're escalating a secret war, which Trump talked about. They've talked about this war on cartels, and Trump really doesn't care who's running Mexico. He'll do what he wants. Of course, we could say that the woman running Mexico is in on it. She just has plausible deniability because they know Mexico has to be cleaned out, or they think Mexico has to be cleaned out of these cartels. So, but more to come out of this. So they're doing a covert war against the Mexican cartels, not an overt war. Curious to see how this ends up, because the Mexican president has plausible deniability on the covert war. She can say, look, the CIA, we can't control them. We're a small country. America's big and wealthy, and they're right here, and they're going to do what they want to do, and I don't know anything about it. Yeah, sure. Dominican Republic agrees to take third-party migrants deported by the U.S. Everyone's building migrant camps for the U.S. I don't know. But, I don't know, there's migrant camps in Africa, supposedly, right? There's migrant camps going up everywhere. Wonder who's all going to end up in them. Hard to say. Japan robot wolves in high demand to scare off bears. They have a bear problem in Japan, so they create robot wolves to scare them off. I guess that's all it takes to scare off bears is one of these robot. You guys can see it. It's kind of doesn't look like a bear. It looks like something from an animatronic horror flick or something, right? Big money in migrant camps. Seems that way. They're closing one in Florida, and they're going to move them offshore. You know, that alligator Alcatraz, they're closing that down is what they're saying. But at the same time, they're opening up more in Dominican. They're going off, going overseas with it. They're going offshore. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot cheaper to open them up off there. I'm just worried about ARC people ending up in there. I mean, yeah, people are complaining about Rumble acting up, but we're on multiple platforms. Just go to one of those. Our hantavirus case is spreading. French woman in critical condition in hospital? Well, I don't know what they're going to do. The hantavirus is another one of these viruses that can be deadly. They say if you take large amounts of vitamin D3 and zinc and stuff like that, it makes you less susceptible. I don't know what the truth is. I'm not an expert on it, nor am I a medical professional. But you can't really trust them after COVID. It's what everyone believes, right? They're goy camps. Yeah, they're building offshore goy camps, probably. For sure. But the hantavirus situation, we won't really know what they're going to do. But you can't trust them. We'll know if they start rolling out vaccines, right? The last news piece of the day, I'm going to let you guys know. You let you guys go. I'll be back on Friday. A couple of weeks, we'll start getting interviews going again. I appreciate you guys signing up for the show. And those that want subs, that are sending in money for subs, you've got to actually join the website and send me your username. you have any questions, just send an email. It is all manual, which means I have to manually add you. And yeah, we'll look at Chud the Builder stuff here. I'm going to look to see where he's at before we go offline, and we'll see where he's at Friday. We'll keep up with Chud the Builder. He does need money. I mean, here's the problem with this situation is it could be anyone. Let's say you're known in your area as, well, we think this guy's racist, or he has a Confederate flag. Yeah, it could be that simple. Or a National Socialist flag. And we've heard him say the word nigger or kike or whatever. If you're a known quantity at all, something like this can easily happen. And if you defend yourself, you're in the same situation as Chud. Now, people say, well, I don't know if he asked the guy if he was going to chimp out, if he was running his game, how much of this whole entire thing is probably on video. Don't know what the whole truth is. Not that it matters. It's not going to matter for the jury. It's not going to matter for Tennessee. They're going to try to railroad him. And it doesn't really matter for us because he doesn't have a fair. The only way he can even get in this game is to raise a lot of money for lawyers. We need massive, nice deportations. 100 million. So, yeah, I see him raising a lot of money. I think, you know, he's definitely pushing the boundaries of offline, online stuff offline. Definitely has a right to do that. Blacks are going to react to that word because they've been conditioned to, like Pavlov's dog. And they're going to try to railroad this guy for, he's going to say self-defense, and they're going to say, you know, unjustified homicide. But I don't know the laws in Tennessee. You know? Maybe Chud the Builder could seek asylum in Iran. I don't think, here's the thing, none of these brown people want anything to do with anyone that's not a liberal. Unless they're nationalists. Now, there are nationalists in these countries that will, but they're not going to take in someone like Chud. If you were anti-Semitic, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, live streaming yourself. Asking blacks if they're going to chimp out. I mean, you know, it's become a good gig. You know, doesn't matter what he's doing, even if it's illegal, a jury will find him guilty of littering and put him in prison. Yeah, he's basically not going to get a fair shake because he's white. Now, let's assume you're in an all-white society, and let's assume we had these IRL live streamers, which I don't like it. I've said this for years, ever since the genre was invented. I think a lot can go wrong, even with the best intentions. But nonetheless, and let's assume you have a guy in an all-white situation, all-white country, and he's IRL live streaming trying to trigger people, however you'd go around trying to trigger white people. And some guy starts to beat his ass, and then he pulls out a gun and shoots him. How would that go down? Would that be involuntary manslaughter? What do you guys think? And this is the last news piece. Then we'll go to Chud the Builder out. So you guys put out what you think. If it were an all-white situation and Chud the Builder was trying to trigger whites, was saying something, I don't know, harassing whites, whatever, just trying to trigger people, and a guy with PTSD or whatever starts beating his ass and he shoots him, do you think it would be an involuntary manslaughter or voluntary manslaughter? Do you think it would be something like that? I don't know. Yeah, they could riot. I mean, if he got off, which would be wild, if he actually got off on self-defense, that would be a riot. That would absolutely be a riot. They would go crazy. Starcatcher just raised $65 million to build the world's first power grid in space with space lasers. Well, it just says lasers, not space lasers. So you're going to have massive power plants in space, besides all the ones on Earth. Everything's going to be one giant frigging power plant. It's craziest shit ever. You think it's a black guy that got shot? Yeah, well, I mean, we'll know more on Friday. In an all-white society, the presumption would be self-control. The person who first escalates to violence would be the guilty party. That's my opinion. But some might find it involuntary manslaughter if you're really provoking the guy. I don't know. I would say you should be able to control yourself. But nonetheless, if you're really running your mouth at a guy in front of his family in the South, let's say in the 1950s, you'll hear stories if you have people in your family from the South. If you use foul language in public, let's say you're at the bank and you use foul language, or you raised your voice and use foul language in front of a man and his family, let's say a wife and child and whatnot. I'm not talking about guys at work or something like that. I'm talking about in a public place like a bank. And when you walked outside, you'd probably get your ass beat. They'd have a conversation. But that's the way things were. That's what I'm talking about. A white society would operate like that. You wouldn't walk around swearing in front of people's families and acting like an idiot. And a lot of IRL live streamers to me, our guys are probably the least of the group, but a lot of them act like idiots, especially the blacks, the ones running around Asia and stuff like that. You know, they just involuntarily commit you. Yeah, they could. That means if a person deliberately provokes an attack through verbal threats, brandishing a weapon, other aggressive actions with specific intent of eliciting a violent response so they can use deadly force, they forfeit the right to use self-defense. Well, I'm telling you how it used to be. I mean, if you were at the bank and you said fuck or something else in front of a guy and his wife and kids, you would have a problem when you walked out the door. That's the way the South worked. And most of the country worked that way. I mean, white societies are full of a certain type of decorum. You know, whites just don't run around acting like assholes. The smartphone situation, though, you know. None of that matters, though, Tim. Blacks can do whatever they want. That's the whole entire point of everyone. White people are persecuted for literally everything. That's why I think he has a chance of raising money to get an attorney, actually. Let's see here how much is coming in. All right. Get well soon, brother. Stay safe. Praying for you, champ. Oh, the money's flying in. All right. He's at 58,000. He's raising 1,000 every so many minutes right now. I don't know. Vengeance says that wasn't my opinion. It's from a legal website. Yeah. Chud was already on the edge because someone killed his dog. Yeah. I mean, he has this particular gig where he's rage baiting people. And blacks are easy to rage bait. Let's face it. I'll be back on Friday, you guys. Stay safe out there, okay? It's going to get pretty dark. It's going to be a pretty dark jury in Nashville. Yeah, they're going to try to hang him. No doubt about it. But cheers, guys.